that it says that the honey inside the kiveres is not an oichol and not a mashke, it means the special two chalas. Now we learned in our Mishnah, there are two like compartments of honey that you always want to leave in the beehive for the bees themselves to eat on. So those two chalas of honey is like not called a maichol. Those you don't have daf to take out to use for yourself. That's like your maksa, you always have daf to leave those two for the bees. So those two are not called oichol. That's what the b'raita means. But Rav Khan is talking about the other food. The other food taka is called an oichol. Only the special two compartments in the beehive, that's left over. But Rav Amar Rava says, Reb Lezi, no. The parrot says that this goes according to Reb Lezi, I'll tell you. Because Rashi says, like, Rava does not like the Teretz of Abaya, because when it says, Dvash Vikiveret, it's Einoi, it's not mashma only those two chalas. It's mashma all the honey in the beehive is not called an Eichel. And here Rav Kana says it is called an Eichel. The Rava is like this, Rava Amar Rebbe Lezi, as well as according to Rebbe Lezi. It's not, we learned like this. Kiveret Dvarim, if you have a beehive that the bees make honey in it, Reb Lezeroy Naharei Kakarka, he holds a beehive when it's like attached to the ground, it's mamish called like karka. And therefore, of course, it's not makabel tumah, because something that's makubel karka is not makabel tumah. And he also holds the kaifan ala pruzbul. In order to write a pruzbul, the loiva has to have karka. If he owns a kiveris, that's called karka. V'yena makabelis tumah, it's not makabel tumah b'mekaino, because it's called karka. So he horoided a man over Shabbos. If you pull out the honey from a beehive on Shabbos, you have less the whole chayiv chatis. It's called like tolish. It's like you're pulling something off. That's mechubah. That's Rabbi Lezer shita. However, the chacham say no. Ain't curse for all the pruzbol. Chacham say no. It's not called kakaka dummy. You do not write a pruzbol. Ain't curse for all the pruzbol. We ain't the kakaka. It's not called kakaka. For the kabelis tumor, it's makabu tumor also been kaima. For your roidu men of the Shabbos potter. Therefore, that's what Rav Kana says, that the honey in the beehive is an oichol, is makabel tumah, that's going according to Chachamim. That the Chachamim say your beehive is not mechubel karka, it's not makabel tumah. And that the first price is said that it is makabel tumah, it's not makabel tumah, that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a beehive is sitted mechubel karka. Now, what's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? Omer Rabbi Eliezer, my time law, the Amora Rabbi Eliezer said, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? Why does he hold a beehive? It's sitted mechubel karka. The mamish, if you pull it off on Shabbos, Shechayiv Mito. Because the pasuk says, Vayitpo loifa biyaris hadvash. He like pulled out honey from the forest. Now just to say that the honey is called like a forest. So Kasher is v'chima inyan yar etzol dvash. What does the forest have to do with honey? Elo, the pasuk comes to teach us, Eloi Meloch, ma yar, just like in a forest. Ha toilish mimenu b'shabbos. Whoever pulls off something from a forest, usually means trees. If you pull something off from the trees on Shabbos, chayiv chatis, it's called you took it off from a chubam. So I tell you, after dvash, the same thing applies by dvash by honey. The horoidim, a man over Shabbos, is chayiv chatis. Whoever pulls off the honey is also a chayiv chatis. That's Rabbi Lezer's shot. Therefore, there's no stira. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's not makabel tumah. Because anything mechubel lekarka is not makabel tumah. Meitzvei havakasha. It says, dvash, honey. Hazav mikvarosai, honey that drips out of its kiveres, drips out of its beehive. Einoi loyoichel v'loy mashka. It says it's not called a meichel. Poshir means it's not makabel tumah. And it says it's not a mashka. So bishlei melabai, it's good according to Abai. I could answer you, nicha. I could answer you. You know what honey is talking about here? It's talking about the special two chalas davash. Abai said there are two compartments of honey in the beehive that you always leave for your bees. So those two honeys are not called eichel, not called davash. Therefore, won't be a stira to Rav Kana. According to Abai, it's nicha. Elo l'rav akasha. But according to Rav, it's akasha. Because Rav doesn't want to say it means the shtei chalas. Rav says when it says honey, it means any honey. So the only terrace we have why it's not makabel tumah is according to Rebbe Lezer when it's mechubah. But that's only when it's inside the behind. Here it says, though, when it's running out. Here it says clearly, it says that when the honey is coming out, the vash hazav, when the honey runs out from the behind, it's not a lecha, not a mashka. So according to Rav, it's a kasha on Rav Kana. Rav Kana said honey is called a lecha, it's makabel tuma. Here it says it's not makabel tuma. The kasha, it says, Amar Rav Zvid, Hagon shezav agabe kli mos. We're talking about here that runs right out into a kli mos, it's a disgusting kli. In other words, it makes the honey not edible. If the honey is not edible, it's not a lecha, that's why it's not makabel tuma. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omer, Hagon shezav agabe kishkoshin, same type of territory. It goes on top of kishkoshim, little Rashi kistman, little pieces of wood. Dakin shein royo la sufa, you can't take them out, and therefore it's not royal teeth. Therefore, if the honey comes out on small twigs, like that, you're not going to be able to eat the honey. That's not called an oichol. That's taken not makabel tuma. Therefore, there's no sira. Regular honey we hold is an oichol. It is makabel tuma. This honey here means bad, ruined honey, and I can eat. It's not an oichel. Meis pressel av kasha no kana. It says alocha dvash vikivirosa. If you have honey in the beehive, ain lo yoichov lo mashka. It's nothing. Right now, when it's in the beehive, it's not called an oichel. It's not called a mashka. Chishiv olav liyachilo. Let's say you have in mind though that the honey in here you're going to want to use. Chishiv olav liyachilo. Your machashiv tidit. So then the law is metama tumas oichlin. It is makabel tumas oichlin. Ula mashkin, let's say you're machaven now, you're going to drink it. Rosh, you're going to put it into your tea. So if you have kavona right now, that with this honey, you're going to put it into your tea and you're going to drink it. So the law is then metama tumas mashkin. So it says clearly that the honey, when it's inside the beehive like this, if you're not machashev, it's not makabel tumas. But if you have in mind to do something with the honey, whether to eat it or whether to drink it, then it gets the shame oichol amashka, then it is makabel tuma. That's what it says. Yes, that's like this. So bishleim ala baya nicha, again, bishleim according to baya, there's no steer here, I'll tell you. Why does it say here when the honey is inside the kiveret? It's not makabel tuma. It's talking about, again, those special shtei chalit. There are two compartments of honey that usually you always like to keep in the behind. So in Astam, those are not meant for Achilas Adam. They're meant to stay in the beehive that the bees should have what you done. Only if Yom HaChashiv now teed it, that gives it a Shem Eichel. So according to Abaye, it's very good. There's no Kasha in Rav Kana. Elu L'Rav HaKasha. But according to Rav, though, Teretz was asked to go according to Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's called Mechuba L'Karka. Even if you're machashiv teeth the honey, so what? Right now the honey is mechubel lekarka, right? The beehive. It's called like a tree. So if you're machashiv teeth a peach on the tree, you don't make it a leicha, it's not makabel tuma. Calls them on something is mechubel lekarka, no matter how much machshava you have a thought to eat it, doesn't make it into a food. So how come here it says that you machashiv teeth it or to drink it, to become a leicha? So my answer is, El Rav Kasha, or Malach Rava, Tritzach, answer like this. Chishev olav liachilo eina metama tumas oichlin lamashkin eina metama tumas mashkin enachnami, that's what I need to say. Enachnami, it's going according to Reb Lezer. And then it's very good. Reb Lezer holds that this beehive is called like karka, it's like a tree. So therefore, even though you have in mind to eat the honey, or even though you have in mind to drink it, so what? Right now, kozum on the honey is inside the beehive. It's mamish like mechubel karka, it's not makabel tumas at all. Therefore, there's no kashin Rav Kana. According to Reb Lezer, Avad, it's not makabel tuma. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavosat Rav Kana. But I'll bring you a proof to Rav Kana. In other words, if we hold not like Rabbi Eliezer, that we hold that a beehive is not cooled like karka. If it's not cooled like karka, then the honey inside it is an eichel. So I'll bring you a proof to Rav Kana, because it says, Devash vikivirosoi. If you have honey inside the kiveres, you have honey inside the beehive, the locher is metama tumas oichlin, shloide machshava. Enachnam, it's mamash called an oichel, it's metama tumas oichlin, even without a machshava. So it's a raya to Rav Kana. Right. Then it says what? Zeifim lokut meniach steg rufioi. The Mishnah says, if I want to sell you my olive tree, and I'm selling it to you that you should be able to cut down all the olives, I'm not selling you the tree itself. I'm just selling you the right to cut down all the olives. So I mean to leave over for myself two branches of olives.
Tana Rabbanan, read like this. Says, Halokeach ilo mechaveroin, if you buy a tree off your friend, locus, you buy the tree to cut it down and take it home. Now, you don't buy the tree to keep it there and to keep the ground, but you buy the tree, locus, to cut down the tree. The locher is magibiyah menakarka tefach v'kaitzis. You have to leave the bottom tefach of the tree there, and first cut down a tefach above. Like you have to leave the bottom tefach over for the owner, and when you bought this tree to cut it down, you have to cut it down a tefach off the ground. Besula hashikma, let's say you buy a shikma, besula means it was never cut down yet. Gimel tefachim, you have to leave on the bark gimel tefachim. Sadin hashikma, that means if the shikma tree was once cut down once and grew up again, then beis tefachim. What about the kanim of gfanim? If I'm selling you reeds or I'm selling you vines, then min hapakak. From the knot like or in the vine, you have to cut above that. Ulamala. But below that, you have to leave over to the original owner. In other words, because the original owner also wants it to grow back again. Like I'm only selling you now the part of the tree that you can cut it down and use the pears. But the bottom part that it should regrow, I want to leave over for myself. Bidikolum uvarozim. Let's say I sell you a dekel, a palm tree, or eruv, a cedar tree, then chayfa misharish. Then you allow the mamish dig it up and take out the roots also. If I sell you the tree, you allow to dig up the tree with its roots. Why? The free shame gas and machlis. Because the roots of a cedar tree won't regrow again. So once you cut it down, even if you leave over a tefach or three tefachim, it won't help you, won't grow back up again. Therefore, once you cut it down, you might as well cut down all the way down to the roots. Now the Gemara is, Ubesula hashikma gimel tefachim binan, is it true that if I sell you a besula hashikma, that means the young shikma tree that was never cut down yet? Yeah, so then you have to leave over gimel tefachim. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says, Alako, Ein kaitzitzin besula hashikma b'shriyat. Says, you're not allowed to cut down this besula hashikma, this tree, on Shemitah, mifnei sheyavoida, because it's called an avoida, it's called like you're working in the karka. And you're not allowed to work in the karka. Rashbam says, if neishi avoida, she yagadel yoisa. Because by you cutting down the shikma tree, you're going to make it regrow better. That's like making the tree grow better. You're not allowed to do that on shriyas. On Shemitah, you can't do anything to the trees to make them grow better. So you're not allowed to cut down the shikma tree to make it grow better. Right, that's what it says here. And Christ masul shikma b'shriyas, if neishi avoida. If you cut it down, kedarka, that's also. Elo, what are you supposed to do though? Magbia yutfachim. Raise, like go up yutfachim, the kites and cut it down there. Oi goim miyamor, or else go down, level it out to the ground itself. So that's also what to do. So what do you see? Miyamor to the koshi. If you level it down to the ground, that's harmful. It won't make it grow better. So that you're allowed to do on Shemitah. For idach malilo, but mashmo, once you don't level it down to the ground, once you even leave over one tefach, it's good. It'll make the tree grow back again. Therefore, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do that. As it says clearly, if you want to cut down the tree on Shemitah, you have to either level it down to the ground, or else go 10 tefach amai and cut off on top. But mashmo, if you don't level it, you just cut off one or two tefachim height, that's also. Because by leaving over even one tefach in the ground, that one tefach will grow up again. Of course, not like we're saying. We're saying you have to leave over gimel tefachim. And here it's mashmat enough, any little bit you leave over is going to be malilei. It's going to be. Elo magvia yutfachim kaisas. That's the diet. Ha'idach malilo. Amar Abai is like this. Gimel tefachim malilo. If you cut it off three tefachim above the ground, then takir it's good. So that's why here when you sell a tree to cut it down, you have to make sure to leave over gimel tefachim. Because the owner has a right to still let it grow. Miyamor, if you cut it and level it down to the ground, then vade koshelo. Then for sure it's no good. Mikan v'yeluch, once you do more than that, then loy makshi koshele, v'loy aluya malilo. That's the pshat. If you cut down this shikma tree a little bit above the ground, one tefach, two tefachim, you don't cut it down, three tefachim, you don't leave over three tefachim, then it's a little harmful, but it's a little bit good also. Therefore, it's like this. Gabe shriyas, nageret shriyas, shemitah, avdinen midi devadi koshelo.
We have to do something only that's for sure going to ruin the tree. Because on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do anything that will make it better. Therefore, you can't do anything. You can't leave it. On Shemitah, you can't cut it a little bit. You have to cut it down to the ground. Do something, the Vadi Koshalei. God be Mekachomemcha, when I sell you the tree, to cut down the tree, I mean to leave it over for myself, something that's good. Avdin Emidi, the Vadi Malilo. I have to do something that's Vadi good for myself. For something Vada to be good, means it has to be at least 3 Tfachim left over. If you leave me over the bark, the trunk, 3 Tfachim, then you cut it down, take the rest of the top of the tree, but this bottom trunk of 3 Tfachim will grow up. So therefore, what's good is 3. What's no good is flattening it out. And between is nishtan nishtin, that's why by Shvi, it's awesome, I'm here, it's no good either. Then it says, Bidikolim uvarozim, if I sell you a palm tree, or if I sell you a cedar tree, then choyfer misharish. Then the worm that binds it,